Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it had been a hard winter in the Rockies. The snow, it piled deeper and deeper. The temperature dropped below zero and stayed there. The rivers froze over, and people were suffering. So the Red Cross used helicopters to fly in supplies. And after a long, hard day, as they were returning home to their base, the rescue team spied a cabin nearly submerged from the snow from their helicopter. A thin wisp of smoke came up from the chimney. And the men figured that the people in the cabin were probably short of food, fuel, and medicine. Because of the trees, they had to sit down about a mile from the cabin. And they put on their heavy emergency equipment on their backs. And they trudged through waist-deep snow. And they reached the cabin exhausted, panting and perspiring. And they pounded on the door, and a thin, gaunt mountain woman finally answered, "Ma'am, we're from the Red Cross." She was silent for a moment, and then she said, "It has been a long, hard winter. I just don't think we can give anything this year. We've become accustomed to people's relentlessly asking for money. The salesman who comes to our door, although they might be few and far between, they still do come to the door. The computer recording on the other end of the phone, even if it's in a foreign language, you know they're asking for money. The appeal letter in the mail, the panhandlers on the street corners, and yes, even the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts who are standing at the entryway to Walmart and Hy-Vee, they are all out to get our money. The Apostle Paul was traveling all over the world, taking up a collection for the poor and distressed Christians in Jerusalem. After all, Christ commands, "Contribute to the needs of the saints." Therefore,
we show hospitality.
Usually the mother church supports the mission churches. But there was a famine in Judea, so the economy was suffering and the mother church needed help. On top of that, Christians were being persecuted and many of them had lost their jobs. As a result, many of them were just barely staying alive. So Paul, he went from church to church, urging the Christians to give generously to support those who were in need in Jerusalem. Paul said, "Just as you excel in everything, see that you also excel in this grace of giving." You know, whenever we talk about grace and giving, we have to talk about God. Grace begins with God. Grace is the gift that He gives to us. Grace is getting what we don't deserve. It is unmerited on our part. But you know, God is not only gracious, He is giving. In fact, He's the greatest giver ever. John 3:16 tells us, "God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have life everlasting." He gave His Son, and that is an expression of His love. When He wanted to tell us how much He loved us, He didn't give us a gift, He didn't write a letter, an email, and He didn't put something on Facebook. He sent His only Son. And His Son, who was rich, became poor. Paul said, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." Yes, this is something that they already knew, but something that they needed to keep on hearing. And to describe the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul used the terms rich and poor. He applied these words to Jesus. He was rich, Paul reminded them. He was referring to the eternal riches that were his as the Son of God from all eternity. There was and is nothing that does not belong to him. But for your sake, he became poor. That is what Christians today call Christ's state of humility. Writing to the Philippians, Paul put it this way: Christ made himself nothing. Literally, he emptied himself. The Macedonian Christians had very little. And the very little they had, they gave. Jesus had absolutely everything. He was the Lord of the universe, and he gave it all. As Paul told the Corinthians, he died so that they may become rich. Jesus, the God-man, swapped places with us sinners. He underwent the agony, desolation, and the deserved punishment of fallen mankind. And in return, we sinners receive a share of his sonship and the forgiveness of sins. You see, because of Christ's poverty, we are rich. We have the forgiveness of sins. The slate is wiped clean. And we have his eternal riches. For we have received immeasurably more. Just look around this place. In 2012, we had leaks coming from the skylight and the ceiling. We had buckets sitting in the pews over here in this section. And one Sunday, a bride and her family came to worship, and the dad pulled me aside and said, "How do I contribute to the roof fund? Because we'd like it fixed before my daughter's wedding. Can I write a check?" And I said, "Yes." And they did. And now we inch towards the year 2020. And the facility plan is almost complete. For years, we planned, we dreamed, we researched, and we prepared. We prepared for this day. The facility plan was called Vision 2020. And back in the year 2012, it felt like it was forever away. And the question was, what do we need to do to our facilities to advance our ministry? For here at our Redeemer, we know our vision. We know our mission. For we are about equipping disciples to make disciples for Jesus. That's our vision and mission. We know what we are about. And this building helps us to facilitate that mission of equipping disciples. That's you. Each and every one of you are the disciples of Jesus Christ. You come here to this building to be equipped. Here, in worship, you're equipped. In Bible study hour, you are equipped. In the women's Bible studies, in the men's Bible studies, in the small group studies, in Christ in Film, in all of the things that we do here at our Redeemer, you are equipped as a disciple. Not to make you better for your own good, but to make you better to go out there and make disciples. As the signs say when you're leaving our parking lot, you are entering the mission field. And each and every one of you are missionaries. For you are ones who know Jesus Christ. And you have the opportunity each and every day to go out there and share the love of Jesus Christ. Share the name of Jesus Christ. Share the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. This building enables us to do ministry. The building is not the ministry. And so when we had the plan, we needed the money. And thus we started the capital campaign that we called Immeasurably More. Because we knew that God would do immeasurably more through us than we ever could have imagined. And when we redid this sanctuary, I had members tell me, it's beyond what I could have imagined. When we did the 208, the adult ed room down there, I had members tell me, this is beyond what I could have imagined. When we did the gathering place, many, 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 many of you told me, this was beyond what I could have imagined. And when we did the fellowship hall downstairs, again, I heard, this is beyond what I could have imagined. God has worked in and through you to give us more than we ever could have imagined. So 3 years ago, we gathered together on a special night to make our initial pledges. And when all the pledges were totaled together, 3 years ago, we pledged $627,000. Roughly 50% of the project. Today, we have raised $680,000. That is worthy of celebrating. So we had this wrap-up party this weekend, this celebration during the Bible study hour, and we will recognize people today as we celebrate what has been done in liturgy in this service. Your treasure has gone into this effort. But so has your time and your talent. Hours, countless hours, have gone into painting and projects around this building. The church cannot thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough. Know that God has worked through you. Through you. God has given immeasurably more. We are rich. And to be rich means that we belong to Him. For we have been chosen by Him. We have been bought by Him, by His own blood. To be rich is to live for Him, doing His will instead of ours, seeking His kingdom and His righteousness. Paul wrote, "You excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in love that we have kindled in you. See that you also excel in this grace of giving." Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.